I'm not a huge fan of former PMs sticking their oar into the water of current political debates. Not only are their thoughts, they tend to be rooted in briefings that were given by officials years ago, back in their heyday. But when attacking a sitting Prime Minister, they also tend to sound a bit whingy and out of touch. This is the case of Helen Clark and Don Brash, who've issued a statement condemning Chris Luxon for comments he made to the Financial Times at NATO. Luxon said a couple of things, and I'll run you through it. One, we need to call out China more for spying. Two, he wants to sign a deal that would see us able to deploy military assets to the Philippines, and you'll know the Philippines has long-running and regular disputes with Beijing and the South China Sea. Three, he's keen on our military joining the US and Australia and conducting joint military exercises inside the Philippines EEZ. Four, he spoke about New Zealand being a, quote, force multiplier for Australia, the US and other partners. Now, Clark and Brash are tutting this, which comes off the back of the AUKUS debate and wades into another long-running one, and this is the $38 billion debate. That's what two-way trade between China and New Zealand is worth. Remember, it was Clark and then Foreign Minister Phil Goff who signed the FTA that got us there, and they reckon that this tough talk from Luxon, this so-called cozying up to the US, is undermining our independent foreign policy, whatever that means now, and could lead to us being punished by China at the port. China, they reckon, is no bigger a spy threat to us than other countries. Here's the thing, though. Luxon hasn't actually changed much in the way of foreign policy yet. Plus, the full Financial Times article also quotes him saying, we're pursuing a balanced strategy with China on trade, renewable energy and people-to-people ties. What's more, the current PM is getting more up-to-date briefings on China's cyber threat than Clark or Brash. And when it comes down to it, most of us would agree that we'd side with America and Australia et al. If war returned to the Pacific theatre, wouldn't we? Isn't Luxon just laying out and saying what's realistically bound to happen? In saying all of that, Australia learnt the hard way that poking the bear and what it can do to your exports. So it's an area in which we should tread carefully, but perhaps some are now better placed than others to walk that tightrope.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.